Hold Fast, Hold Steady. Written by Laura J.V. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, explicit. Relationships, Original Clone Troopers, Original Clone Troopers. Also tagged for gangbang, semi-public sex, asexual Cody, praise kink, and plot what plot / porn without plot. Produced for Marianas for ITPE 2023. Cody stepped into the barracks, his attention on his datapad, until a whimper snapped his head up. A brother, he couldn't see who, was lying naked across one of the bunks, getting fucked hard by the brother behind him. Several more brothers were standing, naked, touching themselves, clearly waiting their turn. He sighed. Usually it was two or three brothers, in the showers or in their bunks, with the lights low. He watched, or he didn't. But he didn't normally intervene. In this case, however... Hold, he said, touching the shoulder of the brother doing the fucking. Probably a shiny, Cody didn't know him, who stepped back. Hey, Commander, he said, frowning but obedient. One moment. Cody squatted by the brother on the bunk. Trooper, he said, you with me? Hey, Commander, he said... Turning his head, he had tears standing in his eyes, but he was smiling. Cody recognized him, though he'd only been with the 212th for a few weeks. Hey, Soup, you good? Soup was shuddering all over, flushed and damp with sweat, the insides of his thighs wet with semen. And he laughed, a little breathlessly. I'm good, Commander, he said. I'm good, I want them to. He bumped his head against Cody's hand. You want a turn? Cody pet his hair. No, I'm good. I'm gonna stay here, though, Soup. Make sure it doesn't go bad. Okay, Soup said, still breathless. And Cody nodded up at the shiny, who moved back behind Soup and shoved his cock back inside. Cody sat on the bunk, and Soup curled his fingers into Cody's shin, pressed his face to Cody's thigh, and whimpered. Cody pet his hair again. You tell me if you need them to stop, he said, and I'll stop them if I think you need water or a break or you're hurt. Okay, Soup said again, shaking now from the fucking he was getting, sweat prickling out quickly on his skin, his fingers tightening and his breath hot against Cody's leg. Cody picked up his datapad and tried to go back to his reading, but the sex distracted him. The brother fucking Soup pulled Soup's hips backward and stilled, trembling, before stepping away. Another brother, Knuckle, stepped into his place, traced Soup's hole with tentative fingers. Cody had never seen Knuckle with anyone, or even solo. He'd more or less assumed that, like himself, Knuckle wasn't very interested. Now Knuckle looked reverent, uncertain, and wanting. Cody raised his eyebrows. You good? He asked. Yeah, Knuckle said, wide-eyed. But I want to. Cody nodded at the lube, tipped over on the bunk's surface. Use that, he said. Stop if you don't like it. Knuckle slicked himself up and nudged the head of his cock into Soup, biting his lip, almost shaking from nerves. That's it, Cody said, reassuring and firm, like he'd been taught to be. Knuckle pressed forward, slow and careful, Soup shuddering and moaning underneath him and into Cody's thigh. There you go, just like that, Cody said. You're doing so well. Knuckle made a choked noise that might have been a sob or might have been pleasure, and started to rock his hips. Cody managed to get through a screen and a half of the general's latest analysis before Knuckle cried out and came, collapsing onto Soup and almost hitting the data pad with his head. "Sorry," he said, scrambling back. "Sorry, Commander." And Cody sighed, checked in on Soup, lips bitten red, breathing all right, still smiling, as yet another brother slid into place behind him. He was in for a long night. Boyle was watching from two bunks over, and Cody said, "Get some water for Soup." A few minutes later, Boyle carefully set a cup on the floor by the bunk, patted Cody's shin, and went back to watching. Cody started annotating the analysis with questions for the general, while Soup writhed and pressed his forehead into the bunk and begged, "Please, please, oh, oh, please," almost too softly to hear. "Lubricant," Cody said over and over to each new brother as he finished his annotations and sent them to the general. As he started on the holo novel Rex had recommended. As he gave up on the holo novel as requiring more attention than he had to spare while keeping an ear, an eye, and a hand on Soup. He wet his fingers in the cup and slid them into Soup's mouth, dripping cool water on his tongue. Soup moaned around his hand, scrabbled his fingers frantically in the sheets, his whole body urgent and striving for something Cody didn't understand. The rhythm of the fucking shook them both. Soup was hot everywhere he was touching Cody, sweat pooling in the hollow of his collarbones, in the hollow of his elbow, in the hollow of his back. One last brother shouted and spilled into Soup. Soup gasped and fell into Cody, his legs going out from under him. Cody rolled him onto his back, drew Soup's head onto his lap. No one stood at the end of the bed, waiting for his turn. It was over, or nearly. Soup's cock was hard and curved up towards his belly, and he trembled and fumbled his hand around it. "Here," Cody said, and picked up the lube, pumped some of it into Soup's hand. "Yeah," Soup said, and arched his back, crown of his head to Cody's stomach. His wet hand surer now, more steady in its motion on his cock. "I did it, Commander," he said, his breath hitching, and Cody pet his hair and smiled down at him. "You did well," he said, as he'd said to Knuckle. "You did so well." Soup gave one final gasp, one final whimper, and came over his hand, slumping down into Cody's lap. "Oh, it was better than I dreamed," he said, staring at something past Cody's ear, dazed and boneless. "Good work, trooper," Cody said, softly, firmly. "You can rest now." "Thank you, Commander," Soup said, and passed out. Cody sighed, carefully shifted Soup off his lap, and tugged the blanket out from under him to tuck him in. "Boyle," he said, and Boyle looked up from the game of solitaire he was playing. "Take him to the medic tomorrow, first thing, in case he got hurt and I didn't notice." Boyle gave him a lazy salute. Cody collected his data pad, shook out the pins and needles in his leg, wiped Soup's sweat off his palms, and rolled out his shoulders. His top stuck to his skin where Soup had pressed into him, and he pulled it loose. "See you later, Commander," Boyle said, quiet, flipping a card. And Cody smiled at him. His brothers were safe right now, here under his care, and he felt warm, fulfilled, at peace, however temporary that peace might be. "See you later," he answered, and slipped out the door. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and feel like leaving feedback for me or the author, you're totally welcome to. You can find this podfic at the post wherever you found it originally, and that post will have a link to the text post. Thanks for listening!